KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by The TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, riders on the Des Moines Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa, or RAGBRAI, are heading toward Algona this morning. The ride began Sunday in Orange City and ended in Spencer. For that day, Jen Scallon, co-chaired publicity for Orange City's RAGBRAI committee, said she expressed awe watching Orange City, which has about 6,200 residents, nearly quadruple in size. Eric Tigges is executive director, co-chair on Spencer's RAGBRAI committee, and he told the Sioux City Journal the riders came in pretty happy and excited. The Register said the RAGBRAI route covers 411 miles. And Tuesday's overnight stay is scheduled for Clear Lake, and then Charles City on Wednesday, Cresco on Thursday, and Waukon on Friday before the ride ends Saturday in Lansing. Police in Creston report the arrest late Sunday morning of 38-year-old Richard Egan of Creston. He was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree. Egan was later released on a $2,000 bond. And at around 3:30 a.m. Sunday, 40-year-old Donald Gay of Creston was arrested for public intoxication. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office is investigating several reported camper and home intrusions. Authorities said Friday that they'd received several calls from Farragut about campers and at least one home having been entered during the overnight hours. According to the report, none of the campers nor the house were locked. Medication appears to have been taken from the home, which was occupied at the time. Food was reported missing from the campers. Authorities remind you to please lock your house, take the keys out of your vehicles, and keep them locked. And if you have any information about the burglaries, you're asked to contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 714-274-2424. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says two people, an adult and juvenile, were injured during a rollover accident that happened at around 9:10 a.m. Friday at 250th and Q Avenue. Officials say a 1998 Dodge Dakota pickup, owned and driven by 66-year-old James R. Bruce of Red Oak, was traveling west on 250th, which is a paved road, and approaching Q Avenue. An unknown beige and or gold-colored minivan was stopped at the southbound stop sign on A Avenue. Witnesses said the driver of the van failed to notice the pickup and pulled away from the stop sign into the path of the pickup. James Bruce took evasive action to avoid colliding with the van, and in doing so, lost control of the pickup. The vehicle veered right and fishtailed back across the road before rolling over and coming to rest in the south ditch. The driver of the van left the scene, heading eastward on 250th Street, and did not return. Bruce and his juvenile passenger were transported by Stanton Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for treatment of potential unknown injuries. The pickup sustained about $3,500 damage. Anyone with information about the owner or driver of the beige or gold-colored van is asked to contact Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 712-623-5107 or the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County also say they responded to a reported rollover accident at around 5:45 a.m. on Friday. The accident happened in the 2700 block of Fernwood Avenue when a 2006 Dodge Ram pickup driven by 19-year-old Nicholas J. Terry of Red Oak was southbound on Page County Gravel Road Forest Avenue, and the vehicle crested a hill. The road quickly becomes Fernwood Avenue and curves sharply leftward after the crest. The pickup slid on the recently graveled road and entered the north ditch before rolling over and coming to rest on its side. There are no injuries reported. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $23,000, and no citations were issued. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say a Nebraska man has been stabbed to death in Sioux City. The attack occurred late Sunday afternoon. Police say 36-year-old Vincent Walker was confronted and then assaulted by several people. Police say he was taken to a Sioux City hospital for treatment of several wounds, but he died there. Walker lived in Winnebago, Nebraska. Police say they're looking for at least one man suspected of killing Walker. The Iowa Democratic Party's new chairman is promising to fix the party's message and infrastructure after election losses in 2014 and 2016. Troy Price was the elected chairman on Saturday.
Our party wants to get to work, but we're only going to be able to get to work if our party is working well. We've lost the trust of the very people we're trying to help. Our message is fractured. And we are focused too much on antiquated ideas and old thoughts and not enough on finding solutions.
Price, who is 36 years old, replaced Derek Eden, who resigned in late June for health reasons. Price was the Iowa Democratic Party's executive director for the 2014 election cycle. He's worked on past campaigns for Hillary Clinton, Tom Vilsack, and Chet Culver.
I want to shake up this party and make sure that it is as strong as it can possibly be. It is clear that our party has had challenges over the last few cycles, and I've seen them firsthand. I know what they are. And so I want to utilize those experiences to make sure that we are doing something different and that we are doing things differently heading into 2018.
Price seemed to channel his inner Trump as he gave a four-minute speech to the Democrats on the party's state central committee who elected him.
We can get to work winning, and that winning is going to start on August 8th, and we can continue to win all the way through Election Day.
And the August 8th is the date of a special election in the Fairfield area for a seat in the Iowa House. Price started a new job immediately on Saturday, or the new job, I should say, and he thanked his husband for being supportive of his job change. Price is the first openly gay chairman of either of the state's political parties.
The changes that we have seen on LGBTQ rights since I was a high schooler in, you know, the late 90s to where we are today has just been monumental. There's a lot more work, though, that needs to get done. The Democratic Party has always been the party that has stood for that sort of change.
Price beat two other Democrats in the balloting for the chairmanship, though no vote tally was released. Julie Stouch, one of the unsuccessful candidates for the party leadership slot, said the party is at crossroads.
It is not enough to care. It is not enough to know people. We need a leader who can innovate and move us forward. Right now, where the Iowa Democratic Party is today, being cautious is the biggest risk you'll ever take.
Bob Krause, the other unsuccessful candidate, argued the chair needs to provide good cover for the Democrats who are running for office in 2018.
We need a bad cop in the Iowa Democratic Party. We need somebody that will attack the Republicans.
Price, the new party chair, is a native of Durant, Iowa. Earlier this month, he left a job working for one of the six Democrats who's running for governor. He told reporters he has promised all the candidates that he and the party will be neutral in the primary race. The president of the University of Northern Iowa says his school will continue to have a high number of in-state students from the Cedar Falls campus. Mark Nook says 85% to 90% of UNI students are from Iowa, though he's open to admitting more out-of-state students.
But we're not going to do that at the expense of the number of Iowa kids that we continue to educate. Mm-hmm. You've got to balance those, especially to a place like UNI, where we're training teachers and we're training business leaders and we're training other professionals for the state of Iowa and the surrounding region.
Out-of-state students pay about $10,000 more in tuition than in-state students. A new state tuition task force begins a series of public meetings this week to discuss a five-year plan for revenue needs at the three public university campuses. Nook says his goal for UNI's tuition is to make sure future increases are justifiable and more predictable.
I think our students are very concerned that we not let the tuition grow at a rate that they can't keep up with or that puts them in greater financial harm.
He made his comments on the Iowa Public Radio program River to River. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.